I'm with Claudia Carlane at Llantallan Grange Arts Centre in Cwmbran. Claudia is a freelance journalist who's originally from Cwmbran, and I'm here to find out a bit more about her interesting story. So where did you go to school, Claudia?
I went to school, comprehensive, Fields Comprehensive.
Where did you head after that?
And then I went to Pontypool College to do BTEC Media for 2 years, from 16 to 18, and then I went to Cardiff University for 3 years for my degree in journalism, and then I did a postgrad in magazine journalism as well in Cardiff, so all my education's been in Cardiff. In Wales, sorry.
And then where was your first job?
First job, I worked in between my degree and postgrad course. I worked at Buzz Magazine as an editorial assistant and food reviewer for nearly a year. And then after my postgrad course, I moved to London and I worked on a charity website for 2 years as content editor.
So, can you actually remember your first byline?
First byline would actually, have been when I did work experience at the Free Press in Pontypool, and I think I wrote something very brief about a new Pet Shop Boys single. Not a review, but I can't remember what it was exactly. But yeah, I remember that because I'm a massive Pet Shop Boys fan as well.
Did you get to keep the single?
No, I don't think I got to even see the single, but I just made some announcement that it was coming out, I think. And it was cool to see my byline, definitely. Very excited.
So several years ago, you handed in your notice on your day job and turned freelance. So what have the last few years been like?
Last few years been really busy. I gave my notice in because I was doing more and more freelance, and I was kind of finding myself doing 1.5 jobs. I was doing phone calls for my freelance work in my lunch hour and in the evenings, and getting up really early to write articles for other magazines on subjects that I was kind of more interested in. So I ended up just leaving my job and pursuing that a bit more, and just worked really hard, and it's kind of been pretty intense, writing about loads of different subjects for lots of different people, constantly on the go, always networking, always busy, but there's been a lot more variety going on, which I really like in life, and I definitely love the freelance lifestyle and kind of the freedom it gives you, and the opportunities to kind of, you know, explore different areas and stuff.
What tell us about some of the publications that you've written for.
In my freelance work, I have written for everything from Scarlet, which is a women's magazine, which is kind of on the more raunchy side and kind of, it's actually defunct now, but...
How have I heard of that?
How have you heard of that, Ben? That's a bit weird. So I wrote kind of a few very interesting articles for that, to obviously do a fair bit for The Guardian on social issues and ethical issues, and then some smaller publications like Positive News Magazine, which comes out quarterly around the UK. It's free and it covers, has a more positive news agenda, which I really like. What else have I written? I've written for a few teenage girls magazines, doing real life stories over the years, and I also do copywriting for a few different organisations, kind of in the charity and sector, that kind of thing.
You mentioned earlier you used to look after a very well-known website.
For the Girl Guides.
Yeah. What was that like?
That was really good fun. That was for 2 years, and that was pretty much my first job, and taking on a whole website to myself as the only person working on it, and we had like 4,000 pages, so it was a pretty intense job to start off on. But I met so many interesting women who kind of run in guide groups, and you know, they'd be kind of top executives at big companies and running guide groups in their spare time, and they always had really fascinating stories. And the kids that I met as well, really good fun. I did things like spend weekends working at football festivals with them, refereeing matches, not really knowing what I was doing, but you know, having a great laugh. And then they had so many great events that, you know, I got to cover. Like, they had music festivals every year, and I got to interview lots of the bands at the time that I really liked, really embarrassing bands like Busted or Atomic Kitten or Blue or whatever. But we still had good fun with those. And yeah, it was